Continuing with Mesilas Yesharim Perek Aleph, paragraph beginning Vim Tamikod Bainyan. This is on page 29 in the Art Scroll. He says, Vim Tamikod Bainyan. If you delve into this matter a little bit further, Tireh ki ha'olam nivra l'shimosh ha'adam. The entire world, the world that we live in, Olam Hazeh, created to be used by man. Amna. Hinehu omed b'shikul gadol. But man stands in great balance. And this is something he talked about a few paragraphs ago, that this world is like one big war zone, that everything he faces is a nisayon. Im adam shachach ha'olam achek mibaro, if a person is drawn after the physical enticements of the world and distances himself from his creator, hinehu miskalkel umikalkel ha'olamimo, then he ruins himself or degrades himself and degrades the world along with him. Vim hu shleit be'atzmo, if he controls himself, v'nidbak bebro, and clings to his creator, u'mishtamesh min ha'olam rak lios lo l'siyu la'avodas baro, and utilizes this world and the physical things in this world as an aid in serving Hashem, then hu misalev ha'olam atzmo misaleimo, he elevates himself, he raises himself up, and he raises the level of the world, he elevates the world along with him. And what you notice here is he doesn't say that one alternative is for a person to indulge in this world, cutting himself off from his creator, and the other extreme is somebody who shuns the world, who hides out in a cave and never uses this world at all. He says the other approach is sholeit ba'atzmo, controls himself, nidbak bebaro, clings to his creator, and does benefit in this world, but as an aid in serving Hashem. And this is something he's going to develop a little more about the highest level of the Kadosh, who turns himself into what he calls a Mishkan or a Mikdash, such that everything physical he does becomes a mitzvah. Ki hine, ilo labrios, kulam, biyosa misham she adam mashalam mukdash bi kdushaso yisparach. Here he's describing, why did he say that he elevates the world along with him? Because when a person uses the inanimate objects in Avodas Hashem, he's sanctifying them. He's elevating them. This is something Chazal talk about in Chagiga when discussing the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the special light that was created at the beginning of creation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid away for Tzadikim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light that he stored for the righteous, the light was glad. And Samach, the light was glad. Shenemar, or tzadikim yismach. Why is the light gladdened? Because the light sees if it's going to be used by tzadikim, it's elevated. It'll be used for a mitzvah. Yaakov Avinu, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, when he goes out, Vayetze Yaakov Beersheva Vayelech Harana, and the first thing he does before he goes to sleep as he puts rocks around his head, famous medrash that all the rocks became one. But what happened? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara in Chulin Sadi Aleph, Lamed Shniskab Sukhad V'Haisa Kol Achas Omeras, Allah Yaniach Tzadik Rosho. Each of them wanted to be used in Avodas Hashem because they're elevated through the actions of man. So when you do a mitzvah using something from this world, you become sanctified, you become elevated, and you elevate those inanimate objects, everything it along with you. This is something Chazal taught us in Medrash Koheles, Sha'amar Zelashonam, Reyes Maase Elokim, B'shah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Nitalo Vechzira Koli Lane Gan Eden V'Amarlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all the trees of Gan Eden and said to him, Adam re'e ma'asai kama na'imu mushabachin him. Look at my deeds, look at my creations, and see how nice, how praiseworthy they are. V'kol ma shabarasi b'shvilcha barasi. And I created them to be used by you. Tein da'atcha shelo tekalka v'sachar v'salami. But make sure that you don't degrade and destroy my world. Use them appropriately. Chlalo shel davar. Now he sums it up. Ha'adam lo nivra ba'avor matzavo ba'olam hazeh. Man was not created for his situation in this world, ella ba'avor matzavo ba'olam haba, but for his situation in the world to come, ella shematzavo ba'olam hazeh hu emtzai lematzavo ba'olam haba shehu tachliso, but this world is the means through which he attains his ultimate goal in the world to come. And this is so important, because when people go through rough times, when people have challenges, when people have to exercise self-control, if you know everything you put into your Avodas Hashem is helping to earn you Schar and Olam Haba, that every moment of self-control, every moment of Kedusha, every moment that you do the right thing and you use the world properly, you are earning Olam Haba. It should give us motivation to put in the work, to exercise the self-restraint, and to serve Hashem every moment of our lives.